It's Super Sports Saturday. JP with you through till 5 o'clock. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Joined once again in the studio by Jane. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
And World of Gymnastics. What's going on?
Oh, it's a really exciting time right now. Not necessarily on the Isle of Man, but you know, in the world of Europe, it's very exciting because the European Championships are going on at the moment. I think we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But to start off, we've got next week coming up the grades finals in Birmingham, so we'll catch up on that, I think, next week and give a bit more in-depth look at it. But I think coming up this week, we actually have the Institute of Sport annual awards evening. We've actually got some people up for awards this time with three nominees. We've got Gennady Zyuganov for the Best Coach Award. Gennady's been on the island for a number of years now, probably about 12, 13 years. Still can't speak English, but he's been with us. Great coach. Really gets on with all the kids from very small to adults very well. So, you know, he's a much loved coach on the island. Olivia Curran is up for Sportswoman Award. So we wish her well there. Olivia went off to the Commonwealth Games, but was actually injured in training out there. So she didn't get to compete her routines. So she was very disappointed at that. But she'd worked very hard to get to that sort of standard and to actually go to the Commonwealth. So wish her best in this little competition. And Alex Hedges, well, I think everybody, you know, who is involved on sport on the island in any way has probably heard of Alex. Yeah. He's been in the sport of gymnastics since he was a small lad. You know, he's mid-20s now. He competed in the Commonwealth Games last year and did very well. I think he finished around about, 14th, but if I've got that wrong, I apologise. And before that, he's won numerous gold medals at Island Games. For the last three or four games, he's picked up medals. So a fine competitor. He's done coaching awards and judging awards. So he's a great ambassador for our sport and for the Isle of Man. And that's what he's been put up for. He's been put up for the Ambassador Award. So fingers crossed that they do well. And we'd love to see one or all of them come back with one of those trophies.
Absolutely. Best of luck to all them. And, of course, there's some SportsAid recipients.
Yes, we've got some new additions to our SportsAid sports programme. Tara Donnelly, she's one of the youngest youngest female gymnasts to receive this award, and I think she's probably recognised as the youngest athlete on their programme at the moment. Anand Patel, he's also a new addition to programme, and he will be able to avail himself of the sports aid facilities and support programme following a successful year. And Tony Duchars, he's still on the list, even though he's not on the Isle of Man at the moment. He's away at school in Huntingdon, and he competes. He's been trained at the Huntingdon Gym Club by Paul Hall, who's one of the top UK boys coaches. So we look forward to seeing him grow through the sport and support the Isle of Man and represent us out there.
Well, good luck to all the gymnasts at the Sports Awards. And there's a European gymnastics competition on at the minute, and it's on the TV as well.
Yes, it is. This weekend sees lots of coverage for the gymnastics on BBC and Eurosport. So you know, get those red buttons pressed and you can catch up with it. Our very own gymnasts, not from the Isle of Man, but from Great Britain, are competing. Beth Tweddle, I think everybody's heard of. She's been up for BBC Sports Awards. She's actually managed to qualify for the bars final, and she squeezed into the floor final only just. She came in, brought up the last place there. But she'd been suffering from injury. She had like a few niggling injuries over the last few weeks. So she'd been treating them. So she's really happy that she's managed to qualify, and we wish her well. And in fact, after she competes in the European Championship, she'll be hot-footing it to the Isle of Man for the Sports Award dinner. Yes. So, you know, we'll be able to hopefully shake her hand and congratulate her.
And get a few pickies with her, no doubt, as
yes.
well.
Well, she's coming down to see the gymnast, so they're all very excited about that. Also from GB, Hannah Whelan, she went off to the Olympics last time. She qualified for an all-around spot. Beth Tweddle didn't because she's only competing bars and floor these days. But she's got into one of the all-around spots, followed by Danusia Francis, who also got a spot. The Hannah Whelan also managed to get a spot on the beam. So we're looking forward to seeing her there. That is her favourite piece, and she's a good competitor on it. The other GB competitor in the Europeans for the girls was Jennifer Pinches. She came in at 21st, so she didn't qualify for a spot in the all-around. Although, if one of them drops out of our British girls, then she'll manage to squeeze in that way.
We'll definitely have a skit at that over the weekend. And we will speak again next week. We'll look a bit more in depth at the competitions.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Jane.
Thank you.